what you call a pair of straps worn around the shoulders to support trousers.
Suspenders.
What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried meat, especially ham?
Raised gravy. Beg
pardon?
They call it raised gravy.
What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
And what do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
A hog?
Yeah, that's got long legs and a thin body and a long snout.
Pine rooter.
What?
Pine rooter.
I see. And what do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
They used to call it the itch.
any special name you have for homemade whiskey?
They used to call it liquor.
When it's homemade? And what about cheap whiskey that you buy from a store?
They call it liquor and they call it whiskey.
Moonshine.
Do you call anything? The moonshine is homemade, isn't it?
A long time ago, they would call it toddy and all such as that.
Call it what?
Call it toddy.
When it's homemade?
Dram. That was the old word for it, dram.
When it was homemade?
Homemade. They called it dram.
I see. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
I like to play ball.
Yeah, a ball is a what?
It's just ball. Some of them made different, but they're just playing ball.
Or say a doll or say a block. They're all what?
Well, they're all balls. Some made of rubber, some of them. They're homemade. Some of them used to make them homemade. Ball, our old stocking ball. Stocking ball.
And then you'd call it, that's the baby's what?
Play toy. Play pretty, that's what they call it then, play pretty.
I see. We're starting on another section that's different changes a word goes into. For instance, the word see changes, like I would say, I see you now, yesterday I saw you, and or the word go, like you say, we go to church every Sunday, or we went to church last Sunday, and we have gone to church every Sunday. Now take the word sing, for instance. You would say, has this song ever been
sung?
And then I would say, I what that song every day.
I sing that song.
I see. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might say, have the groceries been what today?
They'd say sent out. That's what they used to say.
Well,
sent out. We say delivered. They say sent out.
I see.
Then.
If you're using the word buy, you would say, I'm talking about buying groceries.
Like I'm going to go and buy groceries?
Yeah. Or you would say,
I'm going to order my groceries today.
Mm-hmm. But a form of the word buy, you would say, have the groceries been
bought?
I see. And if we're talking about eating apples, you might say, have the apples been
eaten?